This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado wildlife officials released 5 gray wolves into the wilderness today. The release of the 3 males and 2 females complies with a 2020 ballot initiative requiring the state to reintroduce wolves by the end of this year. Officials are keeping the exact location of the release a secret to give the wolves the best chance to adapt. Our reporter Sam Brash was at the release and said one wolf stood at a distance after leaving her cage, staring back at the crowd for a moment before running off into the trees. Work to replace a fallen railroad bridge will close both sides of Interstate 25 north of Pueblo tonight. The bridge partially collapsed in October when a train derailed. The incident killed a truck driver. State transportation officials suggest Highway 115 as a detour. The interstate is expected to reopen tomorrow morning at 6. One of the paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain was called to the witness stand this morning. Peter Chikuniak testified about treating McClain after he was violently restrained by police.
Well, he needed help. We needed to help him. When we go to calls, our toolbox is this big, and we think of anything that could be in our protocol. And then with the signs and symptoms that we see, it pinpoints to a protocol that we follow. So with his signs and symptoms, it appeared that he was suffering from excited delirium.
Chikuniak and fellow Aurora paramedic Jeremy Cooper both face charges of reckless manslaughter and assault. You're listening to CPR News. Stay here.